Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
On the weekend, Bob, we had some friends over for dinner and we kind of, you know, you chat and you reminisce about life and all those good things. And we got onto the subject of love calculators. I don't know if you're familiar, if you ever did it in school, different ways of determining who you were going to marry or what the probability was for you to have a successful relationship with somebody.
So this is like the chatterbox thing.
Yeah, kind of along the same sort of line. So we redid one on Saturday night with myself and Corbin. It was like, you know, Brooke Humble loves Corbin, and then you add up all the LOVESs in there and it tells you your probability of matching, and we were at 57%, so I thought that was a good
okay,
number.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so another one that did come up was, of course, the OG love calculator. What I'm going to do first is, let's get some love music in here. Enter Guru Brooke.
Oh, I've got a guru, do I?
You do, it's me.
Feels good to say.
This music was called something about like manifesting love. I just thought it couldn't hurt.
Sorry, just I have to ask my guru first. Mm-hmm. Love saying it.
Now, I asked you in the song, basically I just started drawing on a piece of paper. I told you when to stop, to tell me when to stop,
yep.
Whenever it was, whenever you decided. What I've done is drawn, it's come out like a little swirly circle.
It's a little spiral, yep.
For each line on the spiral, I use that amount of numbers to calculate exactly who you're going to end up with in life, where you're going to live, what you're going to drive, and how many children you're going to have.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, I'll walk you through your options first. You could have either lived in a mansion, an apartment, a toilet, or a house.
Oh, I'm going to be in the toilet, aren't I?
Your love options were Justin Theroux.
Yep.
Your you know, main man.
He's great.
Henry Cavill, I lent you mine for the purpose
of this. Okay, that was generous of you.
I've got to find a way to get him in my life somehow. Jessica Chastain.
Okay, in the news lately, yep.
Yep, or Christina Ricci, specifically from Speed Racer.
From the movie Speed Racer, the best a woman has ever looked on film.
Absolutely. Your options to a drive were your CX-5. The Saab in its current state, which for those playing at home is broken.
Which doesn't drive.
A Ferrari or a shopping cart. And then the number of kids you could have was either none, 376, 4 or 11. My love music stopped. That's not really helping. There
Hit
we go.
It again. Great.
All right. I have the results for you, Bob.
Well, this could really change what I thought my life would be.
There's a lot of power in this. Are you sure you're ready?
Look, I love a self-fulfilling prophecy as much as the next person.
Well, Bob, I'm pleased to announce that you will live in an apartment.
Not too bad. Not the worst option. That's fine.
You're going to marry Jessica Chastain.
Interesting. Big star.
Justin Theroux was bumped out very early on in this.
That's a shame.
You will be driving the Saab in its current state, broken.
Okay, well, look, not to spoil anything, Brooke, we did have a chat about the Saab yesterday, so maybe we'll do something with it.
If the stars align. And you're going to be having 11 children.
Oofed.
That's a lot of kids.
For how many people?
Well, Jessica Chastain.
I suppose so.
Just you and Jessica running your house with 11 kids and a four-seater Saab.
Okay.
I hope that helps you, Bob.
That really does. Got a lot of clarity. Thank you, Guru.
That's okay. And if anybody else feels like they want to know what their love life is, just hit me up. I can let you know.